Stellantis, the parent company of Jeep and Chrysler, is temporarily laying off more workers across two plants in Kokomo. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Adam Yahya Reyes reports the layoffs come as the United Auto Workers Union enters its fifth week on strike at a Stellantis assembly plant in Toledo, Ohio.
The two Kokomo plants produce castings and transmissions, many of which are used to make Jeeps in the Toledo assembly plant. A week after the strike began, Stellantis announced 300 of those plant's workers would be temporarily laid off. Without the assembly using the parts built in Kokomo, the company says it had to reduce production due to storage constraints. The company says it's still facing the same issue now, leading to additional temporary layoffs at both plants to avoid making parts that have nowhere to go. As of Friday, about 830 people have been taken off the Kokomo production lines. They will likely return to work once the strike ends. In past statements, the UAW called strike-related layoffs at Stellantis, Ford, and General Motors a choice in an attempt to squeeze members to, quote, settle for less. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Adam Yahya Reyes.
Workers who are laid off because of their own union strike are generally not able to get unemployment benefits in Indiana. So the UAW is giving its laid-off members $500 a week, equivalent to the pay striking workers get.